Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to What's Up with Janet Shield Scott, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, wellness, fashion, real estate, entertainment,
and fun celebrity secrets.
Welcome back. I am so thrilled, so thankful that you have decided to tune in to listen once again. Welcome back. It's truly a pleasure for you to join us. But let's get started with our first guest, former Fortune 500 skincare scientist, Angela Mater is joining us. Angela has a master's in cosmetic science. She has also lent her talent as a senior scientist at Johnson & Johnson. Before we get to our special guest, Angela Mater, let's first listen to our inspiring quote for today. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. This was by yourpositiveoasis.com. For more inspiring quotes, check out my Facebook page, my Instagram page, or my YouTube channel. Sports fans, PassPros.com has it all. Baseball, basketball, hockey, and soccer. Get autographs and memorabilia direct from former pro athletes. Don't forget to check out the upcoming events page for special events near you. PassPros.com offers t-shirts, athletic gear, artwork, vintage cards. Log on to PassPros.com. Let's open the mic now to Angela Mater, owner and founder of Harlem Zen. Let's let the listeners know exactly how fabulous you are, Angela, by giving us a bit more of your background. I couldn't get it all in.
I appreciate you inquiring about my background. It's been quite a journey to get to this point. I think I've lived through about three different careers.
Wow.
And thankfully, they've all kind of converged into this one, which truly allows me to explore my passions fully. And it's been extremely gratifying. So I can take you through if you want to hear more.
Yeah, because you're the cosmetic science, your chemistry background, and some of the companies that you've worked with, if you don't mind doing a little name drop.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm an engineer by background, a chemical engineer, and I did a master's degree in cosmetic science, which is really the science of how you put together products so that they're stable, so they accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish. And I've worked with companies like Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, Estee Lauder, just to name a few, and all of their sub-brands, which are those brands like Aveeno and Clean & Clear, where we've really been able to develop skincare products to attempt to meet the needs of the consumer. And I have to admit, Janet, that's kind of where I might have gotten a little disillusioned in some moments.
Okay.
In that corporate race. Mm. And so I love what we were doing in terms of making the products and creating things that were made to treat the skin. The outcomes were not, they weren't what I hoped for. Mm. I find that, dealing with over-the-counter products, a lot of times I find that the products are kind of formulated to do just enough to get you to buy another bottle. And I couldn't really get to that point of being able to see real differences in people's skin. So that's why Harlem Zen was so gratifying to me.
Where are you located?
So Harlem Zen, New York, our flagship location is at 2520 Frederick Douglass Boulevard. So we're right almost exactly at the corner of 135th and Frederick Douglass. We're on that block between 135th and 134th.
Don't you have other locations?
We do. Actually, what I learned through doing Harlem Zen was that there was a huge need gap in our community for services that address aesthetic needs. So a lot of times people were addressing needs through covering it up with makeup or just trying to suffer through and using those over-the-counter products that weren't really delivering. And I found that the concept actually had legs in that it could work in a lot of different communities. We do have 2 locations in Georgia and a 3rd one coming in July. And now we have our flagship location here in Harlem. I'm really excited. This is our return to Harlem. We started in Harlem in 2015. So I'm super excited to be back.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you started your business, Harlem Zen, in 2015, which now leads us into the pandemic. How did that affect your business? How did you bounce back?
Oh, wow. Well, I'd be lying if I said it didn't get ugly at points, Danny. It was really, really scary for a business that can't be successful without the removal of a face mask. So it put us in a position where we were shut down longer than many other beauty businesses because of the nature of the work that we do, and probably at least half of what we do would be focused on services that people couldn't complete with their face mask in place. So for the safety of our clients as well as the safety of our team members, we had to shut down for longer than I had hoped we would have to. But this return is huge. We tried a few different ways of pivoting, and I have to say, it was very dicey at times, really trying to figure it out, but we're out of the rut now, and I'm super excited to be back and better than ever.
Yeah, you and everyone else. All right. So you were frustrated. I remember asking you about your frustrations, which you just mentioned a few minutes ago in regards to the disparities in the salons as well, not just was it just with the products?
Well, I find that in skincare centers, places that were offering professional skincare, the disparities, Janet, they were even more dangerous than what I saw with the over-the-counter products. There's one thing to just underserve a population and another thing to potentially create damage for that population. So, Janet, just to expound a little bit, light-based therapies, those are services that are different for people of different skin tones. And that's where I really found the problem with other mainstream establishments that were offering professional skincare service.
Okay, is that also going into laser treatment or just the light?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yes. That's exactly what I was going to. Laser services. Mm-hmm. The laser is attracted to pigment. So for folks that have more pigment in their skin, things can get really different. I'll try to keep it positive.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you feel that Harlem Zen addresses those disparities?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that question. It's huge for me. We absolutely include everything with focus on skin of color because all of the mainstream equipment is already formulated to work for lighter skin tones. It's the darker skin tones that really haven't been able to get safe and effective service. So Harlem Zen's sole focus is to offer safe and effective skincare for all skin tones. Janet, you don't have to come in the door and get a consultation. Oh, is my skin too dark? Can I get this machine versus that machine? If the machine isn't one that's set up, initially calibrated and created to work on all skin tones, that the technology is manufactured for use on all skin tones, we don't deal with it. We absolutely do not engage with technology that's not good for all skin tones. That's our baseline.
And then I've been a licensed beauty professional for many, many years. And I tweeze, and you say tweezing's not the answer.
I apologize, Janet. That's one of my pet peeves. I have to say, we have wonderful storefronts that face out onto main streets, and I will see when the traffic backs up, women in their cars tweezing. Mm. And I can't take it. My experience, Janet, with the people who tweeze, I find that the skin gets damaged in terms of the skin laxity. It's not as taut, and we can get some dimpling and some unwanted texture that comes from tweezing. And for me, the most dangerous thing associated with tweezing is the fact that it becomes addictive for people. Mm. And so they really can't stop that zoink of pulling the hair out. It's so satisfying, but it keeps you in this never-ending loop. And I want people to know that there are other solutions that will permanently take care of the concern and also improve the integrity and the quality of their skin and its texture.
Yeah, I know. I have been tweezing since I was a teenager. And then, of course, and like I said, I went on to eventually get my beauty license. But now my eyebrows have been tweezed so much until there's splotches. It's not growing back in certain areas.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so that part I can understand not wanting people to experience that. All right, so you also say that you provide an oasis atmosphere. What kind of experience or oasis experience can I get at Harlem's Inn?
Well, that's a lovely question, Janet. Thank you so much for asking that. One of the things that's really important to me is making sure that people are comfortable in the environment. So when people come in, they're greeted by name. You're not number 327 to come in today. You are Janet, and we're glad to see you. We know you, we remember you, you're welcomed. It's more of a family-based, comfortable environment where there may be some soft jazz playing. We try to make it very zen. So the idea is that if people are coming in kind of anxious about a service, oh, this is laser hair removal. Is it going to hurt? What's going to happen? When they come in, what they see, what they smell, how they're greeted, how they're treated, all of those things feed into them, shoulders coming down, going into relaxation mode. And people actually really enjoy coming for services that at many establishments, people dread it because they know they're going in, it's going to be clinical, they're bright light, someone's going to hurt me with a machine. And no, we make sure that the equipment that we're using, it's very, very comfortable for the skin. We make sure that the equipment, the way that it's used, is always with the in mind that the person, that this is a person you're working on, and you need to be mindful of how they feel. We're not just blasting through the service. Mm.
You have sold me, Angela. What can we expect to find on your website, harlemzen.com?
Wonderful. Well, thank you for asking that as well, Janet. So basically, my goal is to demystify any questions or concerns around skincare services, especially when we start talking advanced skincare, lasers, chemical peels, microdermabrasion. People don't know the difference between microblading and microdermabrasion sometimes. So we have to really try to explain these services in layman's terms, get people comfortable with the whole concept of doing a little something extra. If it comes to hair care, people are ready to do a little something extra. Nail care, people are ready to do a gel tip versus a traditional manicure. You know, all of these things have kind of stepped up over the years. So what's been really important to me is that as we introduce people to that stepped up version of skincare, we're not just using our Neutrogena wash over the counter. There's so many other things that we can do now to manage our skin. And professional skincare, for me, is the final frontier in terms of beauty.
There's really nothing like a facial, a massage.
Yes.
Oh, they are so relaxing. I love it.
Absolutely. And letting people feel that they deserve this, because not only is it a wonderful moment for relaxation, but it's also much needed care. When someone has ingrown hair or acne, different skin concerns, these are actually medical concerns that need to be addressed. And so it's better to let the professionals help you if you were trying to do something advanced with your hair, a relaxer, or putting in a weave, or things like that, people are comfortable going and having a professional assistant. So okay. In the same vein, I really want people to start getting comfortable with the idea of professional skincare as something that should be a part of their self-care regimen.
All right, are you on Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, actually we are.
Instagram?
Yes, all of the above.
Okay, we can find out all that on your website?
You absolutely can, but it's super simple. We're just Harlem Zen on everything. Instagram, at Harlem Zen, Facebook, all of the above. So just HARLEMZEN, you can find us. And our website is harlemzen.com. So everything is pretty straightforward. And we do complimentary consultations. So for people who are a little bit unsure and want to just get more information or get some of these things clarified for them before they jump in, we're happy to do that.
And Andrew, can you leave us with a few tips or advice on at-home skincare?
Oh my gosh.
For those that can't make it.
Question. Yeah. Yes. You know, I have to say, this one really hurts. Because whenever we get on a topic like this of leaving tips, I just want to say so many things. There's so many that are coming to mind, but I will be brief.
Yes.
And some of them try to kind of run into each other. So cleansing with a microfiber cloth is huge for me. I find that it buffs and polishes the skin, so you get deep cleansing and exfoliation.
Where can you get one of the microfiber cloth for those?
That's a good question. So we actually do sell our Zen Skin Cleansing Cloths. You can come into any Harlem Zen and purchase them, or you can purchase them online at harlemzen.com.
Oh,
yes, absolutely. So but microfiber cloths in general, I find them to be a better way of cleansing than your Clarisonic brushes or your silicone scrubbers and different tools that people use to cleanse their skin. And I've been in this game for a while and looking for ultimate cleansing processes, and that has been the very best one I've found.
And what would you say about moisturizing, especially during the summer when we really all need sunscreen?
Absolutely. So for a lot of people, too much moisture can get them a little greasy, or if it's too heavy in nature. So I try to encourage people to do a SPF that has enough moisture for them so they don't have to layer up during the summer. It can become a little bit too much, and we'll start to get clogged pores and a little bit of that summertime acne, which we'd like to avoid if possible. So, yes, SPF every single day, reapply, but try to get a lightweight one that would have your moisture already built in.
And what number of SPF would you recommend?
Gotcha. So usually a 30 is sufficient. We try to tell people at the very least give us a 30. We have some overachievers who go out there and get a 50, which I'm not mad at. I'm grateful for it. I'll take what I can get in terms of sun protection. Just more the consistency and building the habit is really what's been important for me to instill in our clients.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope everyone gets out to Harlem Zen in Atlanta, the Atlanta area or Georgia area. And there in Harlem. Thank you so much for being a guest and for sharing your knowledge.
Thank you, Janet. It's been a pleasure.
Let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more inhale. And exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop, take a pause, chill, and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God. You've been listening to What's Hot with Janet Shields Scott Podcast, a division of Janet the Beauty Style, your lifestyle guide to fitness, beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, and entertainment. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for more exciting information. log on to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com.